Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's great. That sounds terrific. Thank you.
The talk, bringing you center stage for tonight's topic, Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger, Call It Quits. I'm Gary Hines, your host. Tonight's show was not the one that was originally scheduled. Tonight we were originally supposed to talk about addiction, but there was some miscommunication with my guest tonight, and so we had to reschedule that show for June 3rd. So I apologize for any miscommunication I had with the audience, but that is exactly what happened. We some kind of way with the guest miscommunicated the date, the time, and so therefore we had to reschedule that show until June 3rd, 2011, from 7 to 9 p.m. But tonight we're going to talk about Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger. They've been all over the news this week. If you hadn't heard the story, you've probably been under a rock. What seems to have happened, is that Maria Shriver, who is very well known because she's part of the Kennedy family, her husband Arnold Schwarzenegger, who everyone knows is the Terminator, was all over the papers and all over the TV this week because Arnold supposedly had an affair with the housekeeper and they had a love child. Well, that's bad enough. But what happened is the lady had worked in the house for 20 years. And it seems that she and Maria were pregnant at the same time. They had their children 1 week apart. This is a lady who had worked for them for 20 years. Their child now is like 13. Arnold never told. The mistress never told. And the whole family, it appears, seems to have been in the dark about the whole thing until very recently. They called it quits. Maria moved out of the house, which I don't blame her, because who would want to live in a house where obviously the husband had been getting it on with the maid, and no one knew. But I guess the husband and the maid, because the children seems not to have known anything, and Maria is saying that she did not know anything. My only question is, you know, he must be one heck of a cheater, and the maid must be one heck of a liar too, because I just can't imagine how for that length of time you can be totally in the dark. You know, Arnold has a reputation for being a cheater, you know, and a womanizer. But still, I would think that Maria would have caught on at some point, you know, at least when the woman got pregnant. I'm going to give her, maybe she's just not as in tune with, like, cheating as some people are. Maybe she's not the type person, as some people say, if you look for something, you'll find it. So maybe she's not the type, let's just say, that goes and looks for it. But even that aside, when someone is in your household for that period of time, you would think you would get to know them pretty well. And so I would assume that once the woman got pregnant, she had to change a little. I mean, she had to be somewhat nervous. My only question is, she was married. The mistress of Arnold Schwarzenegger was married. So did she at first think the baby was her husband? And at what point did she realize that it wasn't the husband's baby and know that it was Arnold? And or did she plan the whole thing? You know, there's so many different things to consider with this particular situation. But all that I can say about it is that it's got to be hurtful if you're the wife to know that you were deceived, first of all, and then a love child was produced, secondly, and then the fact that it was all done right up under your nose. I mean, in some instances, you know, the woman will call you at 3 o'clock in the morning and she'll say to you, hey, I'm going with your man, and did you know? But I think that type of woman is almost better than the type of woman that will be someone who's very close to you and have total access to you and could put her hands on you at any time, but yet she tells you nothing. And I really question if they got a love child together. Most of the time when people get pregnant, they don't get pregnant on the first trip. So I'm wondering how often did it occur, and just a bunch of things. You know, people say that Arnold bought the lady a house, and the house has been shown on TV this week. It's a pretty nice house for a maid. And someone said that she was making, I want to say, $1,000 a week. I mean, yeah, $1,000 a week, so that means she made $4,000 a month as a maid. You know, Arnold has a child by her, so, of course, he's taking care of the child. You know, and now she has retired. She quit the job in January of this year, and I understand that she's also going to get a pension. So it just seems like either this person is just extremely manipulative and just figured out how to really work this family over, or, you know, it's just, she's just lucky. I mean, really, because who does that? Who works for somebody for 20 years, deceives them, and then gets a pension on top of it and probably is going to be taken care of for life because of the child? But my thought would be is this some really bad karma for the child? Because, first of all, she came between a husband and a wife. And then to do it in the way in which she did it, for the length of time in which she did it, speaks volumes, you know, about her character. Her daughter was seen on the news this week, and she, you know, said that her mother was a really good person. However, that's just kind of hard to imagine, that your mother can really be a great person, and yet she does what she did. I can see somebody slipping up. Not that I agree with affairs at all, but I can see, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt, something happened and, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen, and it was inappropriate on both of their, you know, behalf, but at the same time to continue it, you know, and to have access to Maria and her kids on a daily basis and to have their trust and to abuse that in the way that she did. Unforgivable. That's just how I'll put that. Unforgivable. And so tonight, that's just what I'm talking about. I didn't want to just completely cancel my show tonight because we had to reschedule the addiction show because the Maria Shriver situation was just so dear to me, because probably every woman at one time has been cheated on, you know, unfortunately. But, it makes you wonder, is every guy a cheater? You know, I mean, you know, does every man cheat? You know, or was Arnold just one of the bad guys? You know, was he a bad guy when Maria met him and maybe she thought marrying him, you know, he would, you know, do better? I don't know. But he had been accused during their marriage of being very frisky with women, and Maria actually went on Oprah's show and defended him. She said that she knew her husband very well and that all of these women were lying on him. So I wonder how that makes her feel to know that she defended him, went public with it, and, you know, said all these accusations were false and, you know, Arnold, you know, wouldn't do these things. And then later to find out not only did he do them, but that he fathered a love child as a result of it. So I don't know. I want to hear from you tonight. I know, like I said, I switched the show up. So if y'all tuned in just to hear the addiction show, I promise you I'm bringing you that on June 3rd. But I'm just interested in knowing, how does a guy think? Does a guy think cheating's okay? You know, do you think it's just something that men do? Is it acceptable, you know, on some level for you all to do it? I mean, as far as yourselves is concerned, because trust me, the woman's never going to think it's acceptable. But do y'all think it's okay? You know, it's just a man thing? Men do that because that's just what men do? Because I don't know that, you know, I don't know that I really can kind of say it's okay just because you're a man, you're going to be a man and you can do that. I don't get that. And so a lot of people are saying this week that, you know, Maria kind of set herself up because Arnold was always a player, you know, and that being the case, then when she went into it, she technically went into it with her eyes open, knowing that he was a playboy, you know, had a reputation when she met him, and yet she married him anyway. But I don't agree with that. I kind of feel like if you marry someone and you say, for better, for worse, sickness and health, till death do us part, that kind of says it's me and you. And so I don't think that I agree with the fact that if he was a cheater, that he could continue to be a cheater even after he was married, unless it was consensual. And it doesn't seem like Maria consented to it, because obviously it wasn't an open marriage, or if it were, they wouldn't be divorcing. So I've heard that Maria has retained a very high-profile attorney and is about to file for divorce, which I'm interested in knowing what you think. Do you think it is a marriage that can work? Is it one that cannot be repaired? Because in some situations, it's like going to the land of never return. And if you do certain things, it's kind of like you cross that line. And when you cross that line, it just kind of, the marriage will never be the same. People sometimes stay, but that bond seems to be broken. And I'm wondering if the bond was broken with Maria and Arnold after this. And I wonder how she found out. You know, did she find out from him? Was he bold enough to tell her? or did she hear it through another source? If somebody else knows more details than me, call me and tell me, but call in and tell me. But I didn't know. I did not hear. I think I understood that she was told by him, but I'm not exactly certain about that. Now, I see a very familiar number on the line, and I'd love for him to chat with me about it, but only if he's comfortable. And that's 901. I see you on the line, and if you want to chat with me about it, he and I chat about stuff like this all the time off the air, but I don't know if he's bold enough to raise his hand and press 1 and talk to me about it on the air. If not, I won't put him on the spot. But I'm just interested in like, bouncing off of a guy, you know, who, you know, is out there. I'm just interested in knowing how guys think. What makes them tick? I know what I think, but I won't tell y'all that. But I'm just interested in knowing, like, from a guy's standpoint, what makes them, when you get married, do you decide, like, if I was a player, that I'm no longer going to be a player, I'm going to be faithful to my spouse? Or do you continue to do exactly what you was doing when you met her? Kind of like they say if you meet a guy in the club or if you meet a woman in the club, after you marry them, they still going to be in the club. So does the same rule apply for a player? If you meet a player and he's a player when you meet him, after you marry him, is he still going to be a player? I don't know. I want to hear from y'all. 901, come on, talk to me tonight. He's never got on the air before, y'all, but we talk all the time. And I would love for 901 to chime in tonight and tell me what he thinks about this particular story. If I open up his phone lines, it'll probably scare him to death, so I won't do that unless he presses 1. But I was just really concerned for Maria. All kidding aside, it's got to be hard. It's got to be hard to know that the world knows what happened. You know, it's one thing to know that you've been deceived and you've been betrayed, but it's another thing that everybody knows your business now. It's got to be, you know, at the end of the day, you turn on the TV and everybody's talking about what happened at your house. That's got to be difficult. And so I'm just wondering, how is she handling it? How are the kids handling it? I'm hearing that some of the children are tweeting on Twitter about it, which is very interesting. And I know Arnold and Maria have asked that people give the family time to deal with this and kind of, you know, back off a little bit and not be, you know, all over them. And I'm sure you do need a little time to breathe and, like, let all of this, you know, wrap your mind around exactly, like, what happened, you know. And then you got to think about, if you're Maria, and this is something I've thought about today, if you're Maria, don't you begin to think about all the times when stuff didn't add up? You know, how you catch somebody looking a certain way, or if you caught somebody, in the middle of something and they were startled, to the point that you didn't understand why they were so startled. You know, don't you begin to think back on all those kind of things and what they could have meant, and, you know, then you think, well, I've missed that, and how could I have missed that? You know, that's what I was thinking she's got to be doing this week. She's got to be thinking about all the times over the years in which she thought she saw something, but she didn't pursue it. For whatever reason, she let it go. And so that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, I've got – I just tried to put myself in her shoes, and I just thought I would be thinking about all the times I walked in, and maybe they were in the room together, and it seemed like it was, you know, something going on, but they both had wonderful excuses about why they were there or what was going on, and so you didn't pursue it. I just wonder, and I may be wrong, maybe that never happened, but I just doubt it, because the Bible says warning comes before destruction. And so I would be the first to say that there had to be some clues, and especially over a 20-year period, there had to be some clues. And I just wonder how Maria missed them all. How did the kids miss them all? How did this maid / mistress come off as, like, you know, a good person to Maria for that many years? Or were there times that Maria maybe thought something and Arnold took up for the woman? And I'm sure all of this will come out, you know, in the days and weeks ahead, but I'm just curious. You know, I'd love to talk to Maria and just say, girl, what happened? You know, because you just really want to understand, could Arnold be as big of a dog as he's coming off to the rest of the world as being? could he really have, I don't know, done this in such a way that, I don't know, it just like a dog would do it. I mean, just totally no respect, you know, for the house, no respect for the marriage, just, you know, get a quickie here, get a quickie there. I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping that he was a little bit more respectful of the place that they live. But someone was saying that that's probably why Maria moved out of the house, because who would want that house if things like that had occurred there? And, you know, nobody's probably going to tell the truth that knows, meaning Arnold and the mistress. But you just wonder, was it kind of like a Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton thing when they did it in the Oval Office? Was it a situation where Arnold Schwarzenegger and the mistress, you know, did it in the house? You know, you just don't know. And I'm just, I'm so analytical. I'd probably be up day and night, you know, with a pen and paper, you know, charting out different stuff that I'd seen and questions that I had about what could have happened. And I probably would be somebody who would want Arnold to just tell me. You know, I probably would, that would be probably one of the terms of the divorce. You need to tell me, did you ever do it in this house? That's what I would need to know. Did you ever do it in this house? And I'm here to tell you, if he said yes, I would go for everything. I mean, I would take him to the cleaners, because it's just wrong. And I think he is really who he is politically because of her. I don't think there's any way possible that he could have transitioned from the Terminator to governor of California without her and her family showing him the ropes. And so because of that, I think he owes her so much. He owes her family so much. And I just don't think that they deserve this. So I don't know. My heart is heavy for her and for her children. And I even worry for the other child, because he didn't ask to come here. And he's being drugged, you know, through this frenzy of, like, news articles and stories about him. And he didn't ask to be a part of it. He just was a product of it. And you just wonder, you know, did Arnold and the mistress ever think that this day was going to come, or did they think they were going to continue to, like, do it like they were doing it and no one ever find out? I mean, that's just such a childish way of thinking that, you know, you could get away with something like that. So I'm just amazed that Arnold did not let the lady go after he found out the child was his. There were pictures that surfaced today. It looks like it was at Christmas time, and Arnold was standing in front of the tree with the woman and the child, you know. So, you know, you just wonder, like, wow. You know, someone said, the real estate agent said, the house was bought in Arnold's name, the house, that is, that belongs to the mistress. And you just wonder, like, wow, how far did this go? You know, what did the lady's husband say? When did he find out? You know, you just wonder all these things. And so there's two families that are destroyed because two people were, I don't know, reckless, careless, didn't care, disrespectful to everybody, and they were just selfish. They were absolutely selfish, and they decided that, I guess, a fling, because it's totally obvious that it couldn't go anywhere, so it was really just a fling that lasted a very long time, because, you know, he was married, she was married, she had kids, he had kids, you know, where can you go with that? And so I'm just curious. I mean, I can't wait until the rest of the details come out, and I'm sure they're going to come out, because, you know, there's mudslinging in situations like this, and then there's friends who want to make sure that their friends are put out there in the right light, so they're going to, you know, put information out there about what they know. And so it's really a sad situation. And I'm only talking about it tonight because everybody else is talking about it. But for the most part, my heart aches for Maria, because I know at the end of the day, when it was quiet and you just you with your thoughts, you've got to really be hurt. You really got to, you know, wonder, why did a person have to take it so far? So I don't know. That's what we're talking about tonight. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new KLHD's 98.9 Center Stage for tonight's topic. We're talking about Maria and Arnold Schwarzenegger calling it quits. That's what we're talking about tonight. Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger calling it quits. If you're on the phone lines and have a question or a comment, press 1. Or if you're listening in via the Internet, dial in at 347-850-8390. And again, 1. The chat room is not open tonight. I apologize. I am not manning the chat room tonight. So call in. Let's talk about it. I don't want to tell y'all what I think because I've been accused of being too verbal about subject matters that I talk about on the show, and I get in trouble for it all the time. But I have a lot of questions, and I'll be the first to admit I have a whole lot of questions about this whole scenario. And I just really want, if someone's read more about this story than I have, call in and let me know, because I'm just curious, how do you get a pension? I mean, I'm trying to understand, what is the pension for? Is she getting a pension for, her maid duties? I don't know. She worked here 20 years, and she was making $1,000 a week, so that's $4,000 a month. And for at least 13 of those years, you portrayed or betrayed, the lady of the house. So, how do you walk away with a pension? So I just think that was just the most fascinating part of it, because I would be like, I can't believe I got to pay you. I got to pay you a pension after you've done this. And I'm not sure if she's getting a pension because Arnold was the governor, but I don't think Arnold was the governor of California for 20 years. So the pension cannot be about the governor. So I don't know. We're going to go to the phone lines. Area code 301, tell me what you're thinking. Good evening. You're on Center Stage.
This is Black Achievement USA. Hello, Center Stage.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Let me say this about Arnold.
Tell me.
Everybody knew Arnold was a whore.
Oh, don't
say that. And he had no discretion. That's why he's messing with the help.
But you know what? When you say it like that, though, you think when Maria married him, she knew what she had, and yes, she thought maybe she was going to change him?
No. She's in a long. See, no, she was starstruck.
Oh.
She's in a long line. She was a fame whore. She was after fame. Arnold was up and coming in Hollywood, doing the Terminator. Everybody saw a Mr. Universe thing. He looked good on the resume. She's a Kennedy. Well, it looked good for her. So she was all in it for the show. She was in it for the show. Let me tell you something. Let me just add this quickly, and I'm listening to you. When he ran for governor, which he didn't have to, and he should not have, but when he ran for governor, women came out of the woodwork, 13 women at least, saying not only was Arnold a whore, but he was a harasser. He was harassing women. They said he was just filling them up on the set, and Arnold had a reputation, okay? Like I said, the man had no discretion, and Maria came out and supported him. And they beat those women up, not literally, but figuratively in the media, they beat the women up. And then when Arnold get elected, he backtracks, okay? He backtracks on all the allegations, all right, without coming out and apologizing to the women. But Maria knew it. And now when he's no longer governor, less than a couple of months or two after he leaves the governor's office, now all of a sudden we get a divorce. Our marriage has been on the rocks. He got a love child. He messing with the Mexican maid, whatnot. It's crap. It was stupid. But everybody knew what was going on. I don't feel sorry for Maria Shriver. I feel sorry for the people of California. But that's America for you. We don't care about people's indiscretions. We don't care about that. We ignore those things. And it was right in front of our faces all along. Everybody in Hollywood knew Arnold had a reputation, but we didn't care. We voted for him anyway. At least Californians voted for him anyway. Same thing that happened in Detroit with Kwame Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with the gay governor of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. I think I totally disagree with you about her going after him because he was a Terminator. I think he had political aspirations, and he went after her because he knew that she had a family that knew politics like the back of their hand. So he
Give me a minute. I got to go do some. Give me a couple minutes. I'll be back.
Okay. So, you know, the caller has a very good point, but I really disagree. I think that if you really think about it, Arnold had more to gain by marrying Maria, I think, than Maria had to gain by marrying Arnold. Because Maria had a family that is known throughout politics. You know, I mean, they're just, I mean, you know, when you think, you know, politics in America, you think the Kennedys. And so it is my belief that what happened was Arnold thought, wow, if I get with Maria, I could probably be, you know, everything short of the president, because I think if you're from another country, you cannot run for president, but you can have every other office. And so I think he decided to himself, you know, within himself, that, wow, if I get with Maria, then I am somebody who has a chance. And I think that's what happened. I could be very wrong, but I really believe that's what happened. And so it's very strange to me, if everybody pays attention, it's very strange that once he finished as governor, now all of a sudden the dam breaks. Why now? You know, so why is it that this child is now 13, but we're just now hearing about it after he comes out of office, after Ted Kennedy is deceased, after Eunice Kennedy is deceased, after Maria's father is deceased? Now all of a sudden we hear Arnold's got a baby. All the pillars of the Kennedy family are gone, you know. So it just makes me wonder if this is all about Arnold wanting to be, you know, putting another notch, you know, in his belt. You know, now I'm going to be known as Arnold the Governor, because they said he has a cartoon that he's working on, and it's about a governor, you know, who has superpowers and some BS, excuse my French, but some BS. But anyway, it's all about his life. And so you just wonder if maybe they just were unequally yoked, and maybe Maria just didn't know it. And finding out now probably isn't the best time. I think they were married like 25 years. You know, this woman worked for them like 20 years of a 25-year marriage. That's, you know, that's crazy. I mean, this woman had this affair with him probably as long as they're, you know, I think they have kids that are like 20. I think their oldest kid is like 20 or close to 20. So, you know, their whole marriage, basically, you know, this woman was there. And so you just wonder what kind of woman would do another woman like that. You know, it's one thing to cheat with someone's husband, but it's another thing when you do it in the household. To me, that's like shooting somebody below the belt, that's, or hitting them below the belt. I mean, and then it's almost as though after you hit them below the belt, then you stab them in the back. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just all the low blows that you can do. And so I don't understand the mentality of a woman like that. I know, you know, men cheat all the time, and if they're cheating, they're cheating with somebody. But at the same time, I think, you know, I don't know. If you're the kind of woman.
Are you talking about the maid?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I don't put it on the maid, because, you know, you're the help. You're the maid. And
you think he twisted her arm for 20 years?
Excuse me?
You think he twisted her arm and made her have sex with him for 20 years?
No. I'm saying the maid could have been starstruck. And Arnold worth $500 million, one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, and she's a maid, and she got a little child and carry on this affair, and it appears that Arnold loved her. You know what I'm saying?
So, now, why would you say that? I never put love in here. I don't think
Arnold loved that woman.
Why would you say you loved? Did you see what she looked like?
Yeah, I saw what she looked like. That's why I said the man. No, I'm not going to put the maid down or anything. That's not what she looked like, and I'm not. Look, Arnold is in his mid-60s.
Is he?
Are you breaking up? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
He's in his 60s?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Arnold is not a spring chicken. Okay. I mean, Arnold's not, you know, so we look at Arnold from, you know, Hollywood perspective, but he you know, Arnold, no, that body in Mr. Universe days are long gone, and that's 40 years ago. So you know, I'm not surprised. I think Arnold had feelings for this woman. You know, you impregnate her, you give her a child, you take care of the child is around. No, it wasn't no fling. Arnold cared about this woman. Okay, he kept her on the side, kept her close, he took care of her. She went bragging to her friends. You know, Arnold was telling her things. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't deny it. He told her, and I wouldn't be surprised to say that Maria Shriver knew all along. But he told her, yes, we have a child. The child is the same as our youngest child, same age, and that's mine, and I'm taking care of him. You know, so I appreciate Arnold taking care of his responsibilities. That's if there's any a positive for Arnold is that he took care of his responsibilities. Okay.
But and I hate to be a woman who downs another woman because that's not my style, really.
Right.
Sorry. Maria is a 10, and this lady is maybe a minus 1. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm just being very honest. She's not attractive on any level. She's badly built. I mean, I'm just being very honest. And I'm just thinking, I don't even understand how he could leave Maria and even look over there, let alone actually pursue it. You know what I'm saying?
See, the women don't understand. That's when women make mistakes.
Okay, help us.
See, okay, you gotta look at it. She's been the maid for 20 years. You don't know what she looked like 20 years ago. Number one.
Okay.
Number two, you gotta understand. At a certain point, it's about the physical, it's the looks. But after that, that don't last too long. It's how do you make me feel? It's the intellectual, emotional contribution you bring into the relationship. It was all about looks and whatnot. Halle Berry would have somebody, okay? it's not about that. I mean, initially it is. But you don't know what this woman was doing for Arnold, how she made Arnold feel.
What could she be doing for him that Maria couldn't have done? I mean,
y'all making assumptions. Now, you thinking, see, Maria could have been Miss Goody Two-Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Maria had a little mouth. You know, some of those interviews, Maria was very bossy, very dictatorial.
Now, who told you that? Did you, I mean, you actually saw these interviews where she was bossy toward him?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, go back and look at some of those Oprah interviews that they did together.
Okay.
When she was on Oprah, she was as the dictatorial as Michelle Obama. She was laying down the law, talking about what Arnold could and couldn't do, and what she's a kid, a Shriver, and we this, we that. And Arnold got tired of all that, you know? Do the Special Olympic things, do the fitness, be the perfect couple. And Arnold probably thought that that was all he probably wasn't with all that.
But you know what?
After a while.
It's funny he got tired after he came out of the governor's mansion. Now, it's you know, I mean, you can say what you will, but why is it that he could deal with it up until the point he got out of the governor's office?
Well, it was a marriage of convenience, a political marriage. Mm-hmm. Most of the Kennedys' marriages are marriages of convenience.
Don't you think, though, that maybe he pursued her? Because of what she could do for him rather than she pursuing him because he was a Hollywood movie star? Are you serious?
He could have never made it
to the governor's mansion, in my opinion, with, you know, I mean, he's the governor of California. He can't even pronounce California, you know. So, but he made it all the way to the governor's mansion. And I think it was because of the family that he associated himself with, being the Kennedys. And so
I agree.
Yeah, he needed her more than she ever would need him.
Well, I'm not doubting you at all. I'm not. But what I'm saying is, Maria didn't leave him. Maria didn't kick him to the curb. Like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. There wasn't just one allegation, two allegations. There were tens of, you know, like I said, there were 13 women who came out when he ran for governor, and they weren't claiming a relationship. They were saying that Arnold would fill them up, that Arnold would, you know, was harassing them.
He was accused of groping him, wasn't it? Wasn't that the term? They were saying he groped.
Yeah, groping. Yeah. He was groping them. But Maria stuck by him and defended him against these allegations, and that's what a Kennedy wife does. Jackie did it. Robert Kennedy's wife did it. They've all done it. I'm not saying Eunice Shriver and Colonel or the Sergeant Shriver had problems or whatnot. I'm not saying the Shrivers. I don't know. But this was nothing new. It should have been nothing new for Maria Shriver. That is, having a high-profile marriage in the shadow of infidelity.
But, you know, a lot of times today people are accused of getting out of marriages too soon. The first time something bad happens, you know, somebody packs up, their stuff and they're saying, I'm out of here. So we can give her the benefit of the doubt. Well, not the benefit of the doubt, but we can give her credit for saying, okay, I'm going to try to stick it out, even though I'm sure there were some rocky times with this guy way before this happened. So, you know, I can say where maybe she tried to stay for the sake of the family. But
yeah. I don't have a problem with that. I think that was admirable for her to stick around. But the kids are just, you know, I think the youngest one is 13. I don't begrudge Maria Shriver, you know, for sticking around and trying to do a dutiful wife. But at the end of the day, the gig is up. Arnold can't run for president. The governor run is over.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are of a certain age where they can understand mommy and daddy live in two different places. Okay. They're not toddlers. So, I mean, I will commend, I mean, I that's commendable on Maria's part, but don't tell me you had no inkling, no idea of Arnold's infidelity.
You know, I agree with that. I agree with that. I think listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll go a step further. Maria does not seem like in my opinion, she does not seem like she's just a person who's totally blind. And so to me, it almost seems impossible that she did not at some point see something going on even in the household. I'm going to take another call. Hold on, caller.
Sure,
we're going to go to
sure.
Area code 901-299. Good evening. You're on Center Stage.
Hey, Sister Carrie, how you doing? It's Brother Ron and Brother Black Achievement. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah,
I'm great. Thank you.
Great. Oh, no problem, man. I'm just really enjoying this conversation. I'm listening to this conversation, and one thing comes to mind, a quote that Henry Kissinger said back in the day, you know, power is an aphrodisiac. And I remember, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I remember reading a magazine some years ago. The reason I remember this magazine because of what he said in the magazine, his reason for coming to America. And Arnold, one thing about him, when he's focused on something, he's committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
He said three things he wanted to do when he come to America. He said, number one, he wanted to be Mr. Universe. He got that. Number two, he wanted to be a Hollywood star. He got that. And number three, he wanted to marry a Kennedy. He got that. So he got all three things that he wanted in that marriage. And the reason why my understanding, why I've been reading that we know about the child, the love child, is because he fired the maid. And the maid went to the press and told the story. And she was pissed off because she had a true love for Arnold. Because after all, they've been on and off with her for 20 years. She's been working for him for 20 years. And also, if you look at the Kennedy story, like y'all talking about Robert Kennedy, I mean, there's been rumors going around, and some people say facts that Robert Kennedy had an affair with Jackie O. And then you look at the patriarch of the Kennedy family, I mean, he set the precedent for all his sons to follow, rightfully or wrongfully. Joe Kennedy had an affair with the biggest Hollywood star of his day, Gloria Swanson. And then his son did him messing around with Marilyn Monroe. And so you look at all this stuff, and I look at Maria Shriver, I call her the case of the incredible shrinking woman, because it's like she's always getting thin and frail over the years. Of course she knew about these infidelities. It comes with the territory. I mean, she grew up in a family. I mean, the Kennedy side of the family was apparent. I mean, it was a thing I saw when Ted Kennedy got first married. They was filming the wedding, and his brother, Jack, President John Kennedy, told him, look, man, you know, you can have women on the side. He told them during the filming of the wedding, when they was at the wedding party. He basically told his little brother, look, you can have women on the side. It comes with the territory. Or you hear stories about Jackie Kennedy, you know, finding underwear in the bed and saying, Jack, you need to get these to somebody who it belonged to. Somebody left their underwear here. I mean, it comes with the territory because it's about power at the end of the day.
So you think every politician is cheating?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When you go into these higher echelons of power, You're kind of more sexual deviant than you do really morally straight people. Like, you look at the Vatican, you look at what happened with the guy who used to be the president of the International Monetary Fund recently, the Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
You encounter a lot of people that do a lot of things. They got a huge appetite for excess. And when you count those type of people, a lot of times they do things that are not what we consider morally correct by our standards, because we're not at that level where they operate at. They have huge appetites, they have huge egos. and they need the customer to be fed. And I agree with what the brother Black Achievement said. Maybe Maria was not meeting Arnold's emotional needs in terms of his ego, stroking his ego, making him feel like a man, making him feel masculine. I mean, Arnold, it's been well documented, like y'all said, that he's been known for groping people on the set doing Hollywood movies.
Mm.
But, like, they tolerated it. Because, for example, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is interesting to me because, I mean, they couldn't get the weed bill passed in California. But, yeah, you look at the movie, the documentary, Pumping Iron, what's Arnold doing with his buddy? They eating Kentucky Fried Chicken and smoking weed.
Mm.
You know, look at the movie, Pumping Iron, when they was going for Mr. Universe. They smoking weed, and, you know, he can't pronounce, but, you know, he even knew Tookie Williams before we knew Tookie Williams, because he used to work out
together. That's right. They work out together, yes.
Yeah. So you said, man, you got some big biceps, man. Look at your arms. You know, so Arnold is interesting, but I'm saying don't be fooled by all this. I mean, something's going on.
Are y'all saying that Maria was in the house with this woman for 20 years? Now, first of all, I don't know of a woman that's living that will allow, mm-hmm. and I know there's probably some, I just don't know them, that will allow their husband to not only cheat on them, but get another woman pregnant and let her continue to work in the household for that period of time.
I mean, she was a workaholic. She had a career, too, though. You got to think about it. She was a top in-demand reporter, anchor woman. She probably said, as long as she satisfied his needs, I could focus on my own career. You know?
What?
It's like a devil may care attitude. I mean, like she was very ambitious too. Like she had a career before Arnold.
But she put her career aside when he became governor because it was a conflict of interest.
Can I add this too?
Mm-hmm.
The Kennedys frowned on divorce. Y'all remember? Robert Kennedy's oldest son got a divorce, cost him a run for the presidency and a governorship, run for the governorship of Massachusetts. What's his name? Yeah, I can't remember, but they frowned somewhat on divorce. You know, you just ride with it. You know, you just put up with it.
But
and,
did she know that the woman was going with Arnold in the house?
She probably didn't, but the question is, should she have known?
I agree with that. This is true. It was a reasonable amount of time that had, passed that she should have recognized something was off. The woman's behavior, the energy in the room, something had to shift when that woman knew that she had Arnold's baby. Something had to change. You guys, hold on. I'm going to go to another caller. Area code 916-451. Good evening. You're on center stage.
Hi. I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Hi.
Yeah. And a statement just came out that she did kind of know. She had feelings of what was going on later on. Yeah. And she talked to the maid and confronted her. The maid broke down, and then she got mad and asked Arnold, and Arnold told the truth. So Arnold never told the truth in the first place. Ooh. I kind of figured that wasn't even right anyway.
But you're saying that Maria said she just now figured it out?
Yeah, but she had feelings of it. She had, feelings about it. I mean, probably not in the first stages because, like one of the young men was saying, she's busy doing her own thing, too. And their lives are different than ours. I mean, of course, I'm not going to sit here and let a maid in my house screw my man. You know, I'm in a different situation. So you got to look at their situation. You know,
but, the child is 13 now.
Yeah.
Okay, so busy life or not, that's enough time to figure it out.
I mean, she's a very busy. I mean, I just have to. I'm not trying to protect it or anything, but she was doing her own thing. He was doing his own thing. You got to look at it at the other end of why he did it. You know, it came out he was having sex in their bed. He's running around the house having sex. That's turning them on. You know, they're sneaking around the house doing stuff.
No.
You know, there's other staff members too. Does
now
anybody else
this.
Know?
Do you blame the woman or do you blame Arnold? Do you blame both?
They both have a part in this. Both it took two to do it.
Yeah, and see what was it? Black Achiever, you said that you thought that the woman was a groupie, like because Arnold was a movie star. I don't think that's an excuse. So she had a husband at home. So I mean, groupie or not, I don't know. I think there's a lot to be said about a woman who will go with your man and be in your house and have access to you every day and not let you know what's going on. I'm just saying. Now, Black Achiever, would you agree with that?
No.
I put the onus
on Arnold. Arnold is the employer. Arnold is the married man. He is the one that has the big bucks. I put it on Arnold. Arnold should have been more responsible. Arnold could have said no, it would have been over.
Arnold was the, I mean, they were sleeping not in her bed, but they were sleeping in Arnold's bed. Arnold is the one that's at fault here. I just don't, you know, she coming in, probably can't speak English. She 20 years ago, she probably was a little hot thing. You know what I mean? You know, I'll be back. Wait, you know, he coming in, you know, doing his thing, and ain't no telling. But you know, it's no tell. Like I said, I don't know what he like. He probably like that. I don't know. But Arnold was 63. He'll be 64 this summer. And like people think that looks are everything. Looks not necessarily everything.
Wait. Black and Chief, listen.
Sure.
Girl, now listen. If your husband cheated with somebody that looked like that, what would you think?
Huh?
If your husband cheated,
I can understand what they're saying. You don't know what she looked like 20 years ago,
when a man is into this,
it's, of course they get together because of what it looks like, but he, after that, you don't know what the feelings them two had. So I really can't speak on that. You know, you really can't look at, oh, I look better than her. That doesn't matter with some men. It doesn't matter.
So you know, and I know, if you come home and you find out that that's what he was cheating on you with, you'd be like, okay, tell you what, you may need to get with that. If you, you know, because you all know about the 80-20 rule, right?
What's that?
Have y'all ever, you've never heard of the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule says this. It says you're never going to get more than 80% from one person, okay? So let's just say you got 80% at the house. But people will go and cheat with the 20%. Knowing, I don't know if they don't comprehend that they got 80 at the house, so why am I going and cheating with somebody with 20%? But some kind of way that 20% can look more attractive than that 80% until they get over there in it and then realize, wow, the best thing I could have had was what I already had. But I think what happens is if you have 100% of anything, you'll make a god out of it. So God ain't going to let nobody be 100% to you. But 80% is about the max you're going to get. Okay,
well, I mean,
so,
you got to look at Arnold. He got it 100%. He had it both up in his house.
No, you didn't, girl.
I'm just going to, you know.
Girl, no, you didn't. And that's, like, really, but you know what? If you knew that you had been betrayed like that, though, is that the point of no return? It's just time to get out. You can't do nothing to fix that marriage.
Well, what would really hurt me about it is that you lied about a child for this long. That was your child. And you lied and kept your child a secret that long.
I don't know that he lied. He just didn't tell it, right?
I don't think he viewed it. He didn't look at it like that. It was none of her business. He was taking care of his responsibility. The mama was happy. The boy had every need met. Maria didn't need to know.
Oh.
Wow.
You don't need to. Why would I tell you something that'll hurt you? I'll just keep it from you. We just go on. I'll make sure the baby got a little trust fund. He taking care of the mama, got a nice. She taking care of everybody happy.
But that's nice when it don't come out. But it's gonna come out.
That's true.
It's nice to think that
13
way.
13 years is a nice catch.
It was nice, but now look what's happening. Now he's got other women with lawyers standing around talking about they might have his baby.
Oh.
Then they're talking about in California that they're getting ready to do something about him being a governor and people, Republicans standing up being mad. It's a big issue here.
Really?
About what he did.
So let me ask you this.
So
he wasn't that great of a governor anyway, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how he got in. We woke up, and the next day he was in. Half the people didn't even vote for him. And I'm being honest. We don't know even how he got in.
Nobody you know even remotely said they voted for him.
No. Well, who's voting for the Terminator? He's not. He didn't know nothing.
He was not qualified.
He almost bankrupted the state, or did he bankrupt the state?
He didn't almost. We came close.
Okay. I know because at one point they said that he had made all the – was that the state that made all the employees take minimum wage for a minute?
Yeah, they did. And then they got paid back.
Okay. So did he make the maid take minimum wage while he was paying $1,000 a week when this whole thing was taking place?
Of course not. And then, you know, he had the problem with illegal aliens working in his home, too.
No, he didn't
have. He had
it
that
looked like she may be from Salvador or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another country. But you know what I came up with, you know, in putting this show together? Black women may need to take a cue from white women, and I'm going to tell you why. Pay attention. Just listen. Pay attention lately how white women are jumping off ship when these men are cheating out. Example, Elizabeth Edwards.
when she found out there was a child involved, she said, you know what, I may be dying, but I still got my pride. And she walked away, okay? And I really respect her for doing that. Remember Sandra Bullock recently when he got to cheating with the tattoo lady? Sandra Bullock said, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remember Governor of South Carolina, Sanford, Mark Sanford, told his wife after he had ran off to Argentina, he came back and said he had found his soulmate. She said, I'm out of here. So they're not taking it anymore. It's like, listen, if you want to cheat, if you want to do it like that, I'm gone. And now Maria Shriver.
Right.
I mean, so is this a pattern? For people
for
just
certain
saying, hey,
women. For certain women. For certain women, you know, Hillary didn't leave.
She did not.
She did because she knew what she was getting ready to do.
What was she?
So she did what she did.
Because she was going to be busy herself.
Yeah, and she, you know, and she just said, "Well, you know, you sit over there, and I'm going to do this."
But at what point do you stay, and then at what point do you go? I mean, isn't there certain things that men do that you just say, "You know what, I'm out." I mean, like what Arnold did. That's too much. You know what Edwards did, that was just too much. When John Edwards and the woman got all bold with it and they doing sex tapes and stuff like that, there's nothing you can do with a man that's that stupid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thing. But let me ask y'all, do all men cheat? Either of y'all, do all men cheat?
No.
Oh, please. Are you serious?
I'm positive.
Really?
Let me say this. Let me put it to you like this. There is, for every man that is married, who is dutifully married, there is a woman who can enter into his sphere, his life, and can tempt him and make him go that way. I will say that. Now, whether or not he goes that way, I don't know.
Mm.
But there is a woman out there for him to make him do it. There is a woman. I don't know if he ever going to meet that woman. I don't know, but there's a woman out there that you will see, and damn, you gotta have her, and you hope that is all that you think it is, and if it's a one night stand or if, you know, if you're not compatible, as you say, evenly yoked. I think that's the term, a phrase. Then you step away. But there are times, I can tell you, and there's no telling what this woman was doing with Arnold, what she was doing to him.
It is just so many freaky sex acts you can do.
Well, it's not the freakiness. It is...
So now you're going to say with the intimacy?
It is the intimacy, what she says afterwards.
Really?
He probably liked his feet massaged a certain way. She knew how to do that. You don't know what Arnold, what turned Arnold on.
Maybe
she probably did.
You know what? I don't know if it's that. I don't want to believe it's that simple. That just because some other woman says the right things, then he's just going to go across town. Why doesn't he tell his wife what the right things are to say so she can say it to him? So therefore, he doesn't have to cheat.
I don't want to give, but a lot of women out here do not know how they lose it after a while.
They do not
know how to make their man happy anymore. And like I said, you're at work, somebody enters your life. It's not the sex, because you don't have sex. It's something that they're doing beyond or before you even get to that point where you're tempted. It's not the body. It's not what she looks like. It's something that she is fulfilling just by the way she looks at you, the way she talks to you. You know, she might not even touch it. Then once she touches you,
so,
you're like, okay, I can get with this.
Are you serious? Because this is my theory. My theory is that if it's about you're a need for something. Let's just say you know you have a need and you've identified what that need is. Then why not share that with the spouse? This is what I need. I don't know if you know this, but I need this. And so you probably need to give it to me because I crave it real bad, whatever it is. Wouldn't it be better to share that with your spouse than to go share that with somebody else?
And you do. You know what your spouse says to you?
What's she saying?
shut the hell up, boy, you know, or, I'm not doing that. No, you know, there's no telling what type of relationship you are having emotionally or in terms of communication. She is not having it. And like I said, there's no telling what type of woman Maria was to Arnold. You know, I mean, Arnold probably couldn't talk to her like this. Arnold probably couldn't sit down and have a drink with her. But he could have a drink with the maid.
No, she got to talk to him with his business. Come on now.
No, I'm serious. Arnold, like the brothers, like Arjun said, you know, Arnold probably liked to smoke. And after sex, he liked to smoke even more. And they would, you know, be in there talking, you know, sharing their dreams and aspirations and whatnot. And they sharing them, a blunt. And that's, he likes that. That's relaxing to him. That's calming for him.
Now, listen. You're going to cheat and have a love child with somebody because they smoke a joint with you after sex?
You may think that's nothing, but yeah.
It's very simple. My dad used to always tell me, men are very simple. We go all the way out
yeah.
with it. It's very, very simple.
She
made him feel different than she did, than the wife did. It's very simple.
Yep. Maybe we teach him somebody. Maybe we're saving a marriage tonight, y'all. So it's very simple what his needs are. You just got to identify him.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you. Some men like a good sandwich, you know? And you meet a woman, you have sex, whatever, and you're, you know, relaxing, and you're ready, you probably cut a TV on or whatever, and she goes and she makes you ain't got to tell her. You ain't got to show her. She makes you the most wonderful BLT sandwich in the world.
So she cuts the edges off.
You like it. And that's what you like. You appreciate that. It's a small thing, and that's it. Whereas your wife probably won't do it, you know, she's not going to do that, you know, or...
But it's making him feel special is what you're saying. Men
mm-hmm.
need to be special.
Yeah, and yeah. It's nothing big. It's the small. He likes what he likes. He likes it the way he likes it, and don't get in the way of that.
Because
Maria probably was doing all that at the beginning, like we do. When you're married 26 years, she was doing all that at the beginning. And then when you get
right.
with some man, you get comfortable. You start not doing the little simple things that they like, and then she started doing the little simple things.
But you know what? Now you got to admit. This I'm going to call her floozy because this is really what I feel about this mistress. First of all, she's got insider information that the average woman wouldn't even have because she's mm-hmm. right there. She knows him basically almost as good as the wife because she's there every day. Okay, so technically it was easier for her to slide in than it would be the average woman who
mm-hmm.
may be good looking walking down the street past Arnold in California. You see what I'm saying? Because this woman knows he likes a certain kind of cigar. She knows he likes a certain kind of
right.
drink. Those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is sad, you know, because the worst kind of betrayal is someone who knows you and can get at you from the inside. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what this woman was. She was just like, I don't know, the worst fleas bucket. But, y'all, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Hold on, callers. Area code 614-551. Good evening. You're on center stage.
Hi, Carrie. This is Lady Fatima. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Me and my coworker listened to your show tonight. He has a really good question. Oh, well, I was saying to him, and I wanted you guys to answer, what if it was Maria Shriver that had the affair with her housekeeper that was male, and she ended up getting pregnant, and he didn't know, and she passed it off as though it was Arnold's baby? I mean, what do men think about it if it's on the other foot? Is it okay? Is it just in the woman's nature? I mean, and we'll listen to the answer.
Okay, y'all heard that. What if that had been Maria that did that?
Housekeeper that was male, and she ended up getting pregnant, and he didn't know.
Let me answer that.
Okay.
Me and don't I don't think Arnold would care about that. Okay. here's where, for most men, it's going to come down to. Okay, you got a baby by the pool man, the pool boy. Cool. Now, I ain't taking care of that baby. You want me to take care of him? You and the pool boy, y'all better, he better get a better job. Because he going to have to take, now, that it's the financial, the money aspect.
Mm-hmm.
what the men would get kind of upset with.
Now, they would have called the po-po to the governor's mansion if Maria had told him she was pregnant with the pool boy's baby. Come on now.
I think it would have been a benefit for Maria, but I honestly don't think it would have been a big issue for him. He would have got a divorce, of course, but the issue would have been, who's going to take care of this baby?
She got money, so the baby being taken care of wouldn't even be the issue. Don't you agree with that, 916?
Well, I kind of agree with the men on this one because he would probably, you know how men are, they're like, okay, my name is on the birth certificate, it's not my child, let's get that off and make sure another man, the man that the father is taking care of this baby.
Right.
Would they have ended up
divorcing still?
Oh, yeah.
Really? See, my thing is, back to the floozy. I'm sorry, and I know y'all say she cuts the sandwich up right. I know she puts the right amount of meat on it and all that. Get that.
But,
at the end of the day, though, what kind of woman would stay in the house and do that to another woman? I mean, who does that? Who comes to work every day knowing they're going with your husband and working in your kitchen around your food? She could have poisoned the woman. I mean, give me a break. What man lets the woman stay around the wife that long? To me, that's the ultimate betrayal, the fact that he allowed his mistress to have that much access to the wife. I'm sorry, that's where the real betrayal comes in this. I'm not going to say I could have forgiven it, but I just think that's the one thing that probably would have made me go get a gun and shoot somebody, just for that alone. If you mean you let her be up in my house, in my bedroom, in my kitchen, all around my stuff, and I not know what was going on, but y'all knew what was going on, that would be too much for me.
And that probably came after everything came out. Of course, that's all the questions she asked after that came out, but, this lady was married also.
I heard her and her husband.
Yeah, she was married also. And this man that she was married to always thought that was his baby until after they got divorced, and he's finding out now that's not his child.
So you mean I thought that's maybe why they got divorced in 2008, was he saying
No.
Okay.
So, she was over here with her husband also, and,
Okay. So, but let me ask you this. Do you think you would have beat her up? I mean, seriously, if you knew that she had, as we call it where I come from, played you that close, if a woman had played you that close, don't you think it would have got physical?
Why would you get physical with the woman? Why?
That's not my style. Do not get me wrong, because I'm like, listen, blame the one that's closest to you, and that would have been Arnold. But the fact that she was bold enough to come to my house every day and pretend like she was my employee and deceive me that way, I think that deserves an ass whooping. I'm sorry. And I'm not a fighting woman. I mean, that is not my style at all, but that is some stuff that declares you deserve an ass whooping. And it's not about Arnold. It has nothing to do with Arnold, because by the time that I would have come to that conclusion, I wouldn't have even been on Arnold no more. It would have been about the fact she totally disrespected my personal space. Where I put my food, where I lay my head, she had access to it every single day and was betraying me in that way.
Now, let me tell you what's going to happen if she go that route.
Okay.
First, she got an assault and battery charge leveled against her. Second, she got a civil case leveled against her.
Mm-hmm.
Third, we're going to put her in a very violent light in case there's any custody issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But those are games people play. The best thing Maria could do is what she's doing.
Nothing.
Keep a smile on the face.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up with her appearances. Hire her lawyer. Take care of her business. Take care of the kids, and move on. That's the best thing she can do. Don't get violent. Don't touch the woman. It's over now.
The baby's already here. Baby's 13 years old. What you want to fight for?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
like I said,
it's not about Arnold. It's not even, because when you realize you got a dog, which is what she's dealing with, okay, you can get past that. Okay, ain't nothing else you can do with him. Throw him back out there, let somebody else deal with that. But it's just about the woman and the boldness of her act. You know, at some point you crossed the line and decided you was going to go with my husband. And then after you decided you was going to go with my husband, you decided to keep working here. And now you got a child and it's 13 years later. Oh, come on. That's a lot. You know, now I do blame Maria for one thing, being too slow to catch on. 13 years later is being too slow to catch on. Because typically people don't get pregnant on the first try. So I'm going to assume this happened like a bunch of times before she actually got pregnant by Arnold. So
well, they
all
were pregnant
of that
at
being
the same
said,
time.
That's just a bit much. I mean, you
and
know
her
what I'm
and
saying?
Maria were pregnant at the same time.
I heard. They
were pregnant
babies
at the same
a week
time.
Apart.
Yeah.
And I'm
so
thinking.
They walked around the mansion or wherever they stay because he didn't stay here, but in L.A., they walked around there pregnant together.
See, you know, Arnold to me, you know, I don't know, and you know, we ain't from Russia, so I don't know how Russians think, but he is a piece of work. I mean, I'm sorry, he is just, you know, he owns some other.
Arnold's from Austria.
Oh, I thought he was from Russia.
Okay,
from Austria. Okay, well, from Austria. He, in my opinion, he has a certain arrogance, and he's always had that arrogance. In my opinion. But this is taking it to another level. Do y'all think his career is going to suffer? I know politically he's done. But
no.
As far as the movies are concerned,
no.
Will he go on further?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is California. I mean, here in California, this people love it. People love it. He stopped doing his movie and his cartoons for a minute. But, yeah, he's just going to be as big. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we got reality shows on TV. We got reality shows on TV. This is nothing but big old reality show. That's all it is in California. It's a big reality show.
Now, do y'all believe in karma? Because I do. I believe whatever you put out is coming back tenfold, good or bad. And I believe this woman has created the most incredible bad karma for this child. Child had nothing to do with it, didn't ask to come here. But it's just some bad karma there. It really is. It's just breaking all the rules. And I
you
think
know, Arnold got a you know Arnold got a bad heart. You know. So
it needs to explode now. Then really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got a bad heart.
Yeah. Pretty soon, if he gets any more babies popping up, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
what happened
happen.
To the story? It broke this week, and then all of a sudden, you heard about it one day, and it was like squashed the second day. Something about a 16-year-old who said Arnold had sex with him.
Oh yes, the parents got a lawyer. It's still out here. The parents got
right.
a lawyer, and then there's like five or six other women that popped up claiming they have babies, and
but
then his wife got a
lawyer. And I just thought about that. Remember Tiger Woods?
Mm-hmm.
Tiger
right.
did not recover from that. I'm sorry, Tiger's game is off. Tiger's everything is off since what happened. So
right.
not all the time do you bounce right back. I know he ain't out in Hollywood, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes the press can just beat you down. I remember when the Tiger story broke, they talked about Tiger every day for 30 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I don't remember what the story was, the big story that came after that 30 days later that finally got him off Tiger, but they talked about Tiger every day for 30 days straight. And I think this story will be similar. I mean, because everywhere you look, all over the Internet, all over the TV, all you're hearing is about Maria and Arnold. And so I don't know, technically, with him being an outsider, when I say that, meaning not from this country, I really don't know that he is going to be as well received as he might think. You know, he probably thinks, okay, I'm out in Hollywood. People just do that kind of stuff out here. But the Kennedys are loved. I mean, they're just like royalty in this country. And so don't you think that people are just really kind of overshadowing the fact that he's a movie star is not looked at as much as they're looking at the fact that she's a Kennedy and she's a good girl and she didn't deserve this and he had kids and they did it in the house. Don't you think all of that is outweighing the fact that he's the Terminator?
You know, let me say, see, my thing is someone said you never go broke underestimating the taste of the American public.
Ooh.
I think the American people will buy anything if you package, if you put it to them the right way.
Like Lady Gaga.
We'll buy it. You can sell us just about anything.
Okay.
Now we got a limit to certain things, you know, race being one of them. But we pretty much suck up to anything. And I think Arnold's career is okay. He's gonna make movies and cartoons. He can do all that. Granted, she's a Kennedy, but the Kennedy luster. I mean, I think they said for the first time in a long time there isn't a Kennedy in Congress. When Ted Kennedy died, the next generation of Kennedys below them, they've been, I'm not like the Maria's age, that clan. I'm not casting dispersions on them, but they've been pretty lackluster, you know. In terms of their leadership. I mean, to me, I think Obama is carrying the Kennedy legacy more so than any Kennedy or Shriver is.
Mm-hmm.
So it may hurt Arnold. You know, there may be some vindictive people out there who go back to with the Kennedys and whatnot, but I don't think Arnold's worried about that.
Well, let me ask you this. When a woman calls another woman at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, yeah, B-word, I'm going with your man, you know, and, you know, that happens. That's one kind of woman, and you understand what she's about, and you understand what you're dealing with. But isn't that woman a better woman than the woman who's cheating with your man and don't tell you and does what his mistress did? You know what I'm saying? If I had to compare the two, I'd rather the woman call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, yeah, and by the way, I just want you to know I'm going with your man. I would rather her, because at least I know, okay, there's a woman out there somewhere that's going with my husband, than this woman who's right under my nose, all this time, never says a word. I'm just saying. If I had to choose, I mean, you would hope that it never happened. But if I had to choose, I definitely would not want, you know how some people say, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer? I don't buy that.
Yeah,
I think
that's a matter of, tolerance. You're right. You're the type of woman that want to know up front what's going on and deal with it. A lot of women, men too, they don't want to know.
Really?
Don't put it in my face. Don't
bring
it home.
Are you serious? So you rather?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what. A relative told one of my cousins when she went to her mother and said that her husband was cheating, and her mother said to her, what you care about what he's doing out in the streets? Long as he come home and take care of you, don't worry about that. That's what the advice her mother gave her. Don't worry about it. Long as he take care of you, he paying the bills, what you care about what he's doing in the streets? I mean, hey, I'm just certain different strokes for different folks.
Arnold did could have brought AIDS to the house.
Hey, I'm with you. Now you put in a different light now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something different. Now, that's totally different light.
You know, so when you're saying, I'm worried about it because this dodo is out there obviously having such a good time, he ain't protecting himself or me. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And I had old people like that in my family. I had an aunt that used to say, "When you know, if you're in a marriage and it's rocky, you take it until you ain't going to take it no more, and when you leave, you don't look back." So that meant, you know, when you're thinking about leaving, you're going to always go, well, have I had enough? You know, is it too soon to leave? Maybe I should take a little bit more. But that was her thinking, you know. But I don't think that's the right way to think. I think.
I just want to be honest here. It's a lot of outside children in the world,
mm-hmm.
in my family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of outside children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, you go to a family reunion or you go to a cookout, and you see boyfriend, girlfriend, you don't know that your cousin or your sister or somebody, the man she with, is married.
Mm.
Okay? A lot of that's going on. They don't tell, people don't, you know, it's a lot of that going on. A lot of people with married men and women, you know, and they have kids. And, look, I got stories, but
and I do agree with you. That happens, and it's probably happened in everybody's family, you know, some known and some unknown. But the thing is, though, it's one thing to cheat with a married man, and it's another thing, though, to cheat with a married man in the house of him and his wife. You know,
I don't draw a distinction. Cheating is cheating, whether you're cheating in a motel, a cheat motel, or you cheating in your king size bed. You're doing it.
Living, you don't cheat and come to my house.
I mean, it's all coming home regardless. Like you said, you don't know what protection or what's going down in that room. It's all coming home to you. So, I always say you got to love yourself just a little bit more than you love your spouse or your significant other. And that little bit of love you got for yourself is the, you know, I got to go, I got to get out love. I mean, a woman should always be in charge of the finances.
Mm.
She'll always have a little stash on the side just in case she got to make a quick getaway. She got to get out of this.
I love that. You're right. You're exactly right.
Marriage is not is love. That's good, and that's an important aspect to it. But a marriage is all encompassing. You got to know everything. There's some women don't even know their man and husband's Social Security number by heart. Don't even know how much money they make. They ain't seen the tax report. You know, a woman got to know everything, got to be smart enough to understand everything about their man's life. You got to be all inside of it, such that if he is having an affair, hey, if it's going on that charge card, you better know about it. If he's using a cell phone, and you get the cell phone and you look at these numbers, you keep calling the same number, speaking for hours, and you don't know who number that is.
Mm.
You've got to be more involved in your man's, your husband's life. You should be at the center and at the front of the life. And you should always know, like I said, have something on the side just in case you need to, I got to get out of here. I got to have that retainer in case you need to pay a lawyer. When you get kids, it becomes a bit more complicated because, as I told one of my cousins one time, and she got into something that was real, real hairy. You know, I don't even want to bore you with the details, but it was real, real hairy. And I told her, I said, look, because she didn't want to embarrass the dude because the dude was married. And I told her, damn it, it's not about him.
Mm.
It's about this 5-year-old girl who asking where her daddy at. She ain't seen him in 6 months. And he don't want to pay child support. He don't want to pay nothing. I said, no, you got to do this for her.
That's true.
Child, you got to do it for her.
So she was so in love with the man she didn't want to do it?
Excuse me?
Was she that in love with the man that she did not want to do it?
She ate. Love is blind, love is stupid, love is all that. She must have been, because I'm trying to talk her into doing the right thing, okay? I'm coming from a man perspective. I said, listen, she was married and the man was married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She get knocked up, she decided to have a baby, all right? And then now, 3 years later, they got a 3-year-old, baby almost 4, not a relationship. What are we doing here? Now she's starting to think a little bit. She don't want to be carrying on in the secret in the dark. She got a divorce from her husband.
Oh,
now
wow.
She wants him to leave her. She wants him to leave his wife. But he ain't ready to leave his wife because he ain't making no money. The wife's making all the money.
Wow.
But he's taking care of her or the baby. But my cousin said, no, she want to cut it off. Well, he said that when you cut it off, I'm not taking care of this baby no more.
That's real hairy.
I've seen it all, and women get caught up in this thing, and she was like, well, I don't want to embarrass him with no paternity suit or with no child support claims. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? It ain't about you. It ain't about him. It's about this little child. So, I mean, I.
You know what? My thing is, and you're right, there are outside children. I think something you said earlier, there are outside children. My question is, should Maria let her children associate with the outside child? And I hate to use the term outside child because the child did not ask to be brought into this situation. But should she allow the children to have a relationship?
You asking some great questions. I'm telling you.
I mean, I really, because you know the thing is, when you get through at the end of the day, you would really hope that you really didn't have to see that child anymore. But the truth be known, that's your child's half brother or sister, or half brother. So, you know, you got to look at it like, you know. They,
okay. Here's my point. Here's my. I tell you, no.
Really?
No. No.
Wow.
Uh-uh.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Because I tell you why. It is what it is. That's outside. I think that boy should have brothers and sisters from the mother. That's his group. That's his clan. That's who he hang out with. And Maria got her children. And I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have them mixing like that. This is me.
Okay. See, because what you're doing is you're blaming the child for an act that they had nothing to do with. And so you're going to deny them a relationship with their other siblings, and that's really what they are. They're just step-siblings, but they are siblings. And so I don't know that you can do that. I should say you can do what you want to do, but I don't know that that's the right thing to do. 916, would you deny the kids a relationship?
I was in a similar situation. My daughter has a half sister.
Really?
And it took a lot of God in me.
Ooh.
But I do want them to know each other because they are family.
And I bet they love
and
each other, don't
that,
they?
And if she decides not to want to have a relationship with her older, then she'll make that decision. But I'm not going to be the one to stand in the way.
Now, how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 6, 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't I can't let that stand in the way because for me personally, I couldn't do it. Trust me, it was a lot of talking to God to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't mean I forgive nobody, but that child has nothing to do with that. I mean, it came out of that situation, but they're still family. They're still sisters.
Ooh, see,
I think the forgiveness thing for them is for you. I think Maria would do herself a favor to forgive them immediately so she can move on with her life, because carrying that baggage around, that's just too big. I would pray with everything in me that God give me speed in forgiving them. Because, first of all, let's just say this. She didn't have nothing. I'm sorry, Arnold is not worth the headache. And he is definitely not worth missing heaven for. So I would pray immediately that I had what it took in my heart to forgive him. I really would. I think Dick Gregory taught me that way, that forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. And that I learned.
Yeah, but I'm not going to bring up anybody, but I'm going to keep it within the family.
Okay.
See, sometimes these relationships, center stage, become so tumultuous, so volatile.
Yeah.
You can't do it. My brothers are their father got a family. You know, that is his family. We my brothers are outside kids. Okay, to keep it real with you. All right. He got so volatile with his wife and my mother. I mean, it was real. There's no way that those kids growing up together. No way. It was just too volatile. So he with his wife. That's who he chose to be with. He paid child support every month. He didn't see my brothers, you know, for the most, you know, for about 15 years of their life when they were growing up, you know. He maybe called once every 5 years or so, but he was not there at graduations and important points. Now, when my brothers had grown, they became, you know, adults. They met with their father. They met with their sisters because he had three girls. And now they're close today, but as adults. But my mother, no, she don't, you know, she's cool. She doesn't have any problem with the girls. But, you know, his wife and my mother, they don't get it. So I'm not part of that, but that's my mother. No, we not gonna mix this up too far. So my brothers, if y'all want to go and be with your sisters, your half sisters, and y'all want to act like, you know, and everything's cool, and that's my sister, that's my brother, and y'all want to get into all that stuff, that's beautiful, okay? But don't get my mother involved in this.
because I'm older than them, and I remember what it was all about back in the day. And I, you know, and we, you know, y'all can go and mingle y'all, you know, rank y'all kids with their kids and all, that's fine. But just don't, you know, get my mother involved in it.
And, you know, and that's the sad part about how all that always turns out, because it's always the mothers that are against or having a problem with each other, but the kids have nothing to do with it. They really
right.
don't.
That is true.
And so,
that is true.
And then the kids have to choose, well, you know, my mama, I can't do nothing to upset my mama, and, you know, the other person has to decide, well, I want to do nothing to upset my mama. But you know what? I happen to have a half-brother that's listening tonight, and you know what? I love him to death. We talk two or three times a week, and honest to God, I am so glad that we have a relationship. And so from somebody who's living that one, I really think it's not worth it. I really think you really don't know sometimes what you're missing out on by not going and exploring that other side. You know, that's just me. I'm just saying for somebody who's lived that. And so, you know, all these things can happen, you know, and people can think on the surface, well, don't do this or don't do that. But I think sometimes through much prayer, you really have to look at things and say, well, you know what, this is a bigger situation than me, God, so you help me with it. But I really truly do know that forgiveness is not about you. It's not about them, it's about you. And that you have to realize that whatever happened, it was between the two people that did it. It doesn't have anything else to do with the other characters in the story. You know what I'm saying? So you're dragging all the kids in it, and you're separating the kids, and y'all go over here because that's your mama, and you go over here because that's your mama. I don't know if that's right.
Well,
and I don't know, Maria, it may take some time, but I just say the little boy should not be isolated from having a relationship with Maria's kids just because. I'm just saying. But, you know, I don't know. If your situation has been tumultuous and very hairy, maybe that's not the best thing. Because sometimes,
right, right.
you know, muddy waters do run deep. You know.
My credo, I live my life where I'm not going to do anything to seek forgiveness.
Mm.
You see, I'm not going to take it to that point. All right, I'm not going to go outside and get. I'm not going to even get myself in that. See, that's my thing. I'm not going to even make that choice. I would prefer if I meet somebody. Look, I got to tell my wife, I'm going to take care of you if you want, or whatever you want to do, it's over, and I'm out of here.
Mm.
I'm gonna do it the right way. I'm just saying, I'm not at that level at that point. I've never been at that point. But I'm just saying, I would never put myself in a position where I'm creating all this confusion.
I hear you on that, but you know what? I'm gonna give Arnold one benefit here. I do not believe the governor of California or the aspiring governor of California at that time, because maybe 13 years ago, I don't know how long was he UL's governor. Was it 10 years?
It was seven, but he was the governor. Please don't say.
Okay. Well, at the time that the baby came along, let's just say he was probably aspiring to be the governor.
Yeah, he was just saying.
Then let's go here. I don't think he was dumb enough to go get a love child on purpose. So don't you think this may have been a trap situation? I mean, really, if you're going to get a baby by somebody and you think, black achievement, you said you thought she was a groupie. You know, if he is so stupid not to protect himself, don't you think she was probably like, okay, let's do this?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. But I think you're right. Let me just say, I don't know anything about Arnold's. Like I said, Arnold may have had a track record, and there could be others. You know,
yeah.
This is, who knows? I don't know what type of man Arnold was, but I can tell you that relationship, that marriage with Maria should have ended a long time ago. Long time ago.
Wow.
Matter of fact, should have ended probably before they started having kids. Somewhere along the line, their stars got crossed. They stopped communicating, stopped being honest with one another, was living for somebody else perhaps. Because let me just say this. Maybe someone can correct me. I heard that Maria knew about it, but she was waiting for her parents to die. Before she saw the divorce.
916, did you hear that? Because I didn't hear that.
Because her mother died first, and then like 18 months later, because her father was sick with Alzheimer's or something,
Mm-hmm. He died because, like I said, some people view divorce differently than others. What I don't know. But yeah. I thought I heard that Maria wanted a divorce a long time ago, but didn't wouldn't do it while her parents were still alive.
Right.
Now, see, that's putting yourself through unnecessary stress. I then if she did that, that was crazy. I'm sorry. Because you know what? It just comes. It's a friend of mine. Whenever I call him, I'll say, "How you doing, Dave?" And he'll say, "I got peace of mind." And I used to think that was a crazy thing, but now I realize how important it is to have peace of mind. So to me, she disturbed her own peace of mind if she stayed in that just for the fact that she did not want her parents to know. That's crazy. That's crazy. And no, I wouldn't put myself through not 1 second of that longer than I had to. So I can't even imagine waiting for my parents to die before I would. I mean, they could have lived for the next 10 years. I mean, God had their life in his hand. So that's crazy. I mean, no. There's no way in the world I would have done that. I think there's a whole lot more to this story than we even realize. And one thing that comes to mind, you know, in the black community, I don't know what if they say in the white community, but we always say in the black community, we say, if you don't go looking for nothing, you won't find it, which I've always thought was crazy. But, you know, people say, you know, the reason she found something because she went looking for it. She shouldn't have went looking for it. I think if Maria was walking around her own house, she should have been looking for whatever. So I'm wondering if Maria had been looking, like, you know, people say don't go be looking, but if she had been looking, would she have found that much sooner? Because to me, you know, I don't know. I think you should know who's working in your house, and you should make sure that their behavior is appropriate at all times. And I think she probably, being the first lady of the house, should have definitely been on top of that. And so
it depends on the woman. I have a friend that I knew her for years. She never sees nothing.
Oh, girl.
You know, I go to her house, her man looking at somebody doing, she don't see nothing. She just that type of person that just don't see nothing.
That's
I don't know
right.
if she don't care. But she just don't. She was not raised to look behind her man. So,
yes.
And a lot of women aren't raised to look behind their man.
But is it though? Is it
and then some women, and then some women,
smell
behind him all the time. So,
I
don't
does know. Anybody ever tell a girl, did you just see what he, Bubba did, or did you?
Yeah,
did you see what,
I tell
nobody
her,
ever says that
just,
to her.
Yeah, and she go, oh, okay. I don't know.
I think there's more marriages of convenience than we know.
Right.
Yeah, you know, people underestimate how many marriages where people are just in it for an arrangement for this reason or another reason. Because
And that's how Arnold and Maria's was.
You think so?
I think Hillary, she said something that was very, very, very important when she and Bill were going through their thing. She said that a marriage is only important to the two people that's in it.
Ooh.
Everybody, the mama, your mother, and your daddy, and your family got nothing to do with that marriage.
Wow.
It's just the two people that's in it. So if her and Bill was going through a thing and the Lewinsky thing was set well with her and she can live with it, then that's it. She's not living for her mother, not living for her father. See, the family can put some pressure on you.
Oh, yeah.
Unnecessary pressure.
Okay.
And some people let their families enter into their marital decisions, which is a no-no.
Oh, because you
which
know, that's
a no-no.
True. Because if you listen to your mom and your girlfriends, they would have left 10 minutes ago. You know, and you still sit there and they go, girl, I would have been gone. And if so, you will kind of succumb to that kind of pressure when people are saying, I don't know why you still there, you know, and they don't know the whole story because you're never going to tell folks everything that's going on at the house. You know, so the little bit they do know, they're telling you that you should have just gone. And if you're somebody who does not make up your mind for yourself, you will leave because mom and them said they would have been gone. So, you know, I don't want them thinking I'm stupid. So I better, you know, get my bags and go too. But sometimes, I don't know. I mean, this whole thing is, you know, I hope somebody writes a book so we will know exactly what happened because I'm wondering, does anybody know why Arnold fired the woman? What did she do 20 years later that made him say, you got to go? Was it, I mean, because if Maria knew about this way back when, why was January, you know, why January? Why January this year that all of a sudden she had to go?
I don't think there's two conflicting stories, so we don't really need to know, did he fire her?
Okay. What's the other story?
So the other story is that Maria confronted her, and she let her go.
Oh.
So there's two stories.
Right.
We don't
right.
know yet. When the book and the movie come out, we'll know. So that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know you
right.
did say the movie, too.
Yeah, the movie, too.
Wow. And, you know, and the thing is, when the movie and the book, like you say, comes out, I don't think, you know, they're not going to tell us everything, but I think it had to be a whole lot of yelling and screaming in that house. I mean, when the dam broke on this, I think probably some dishes was flying and everything, because I just can't imagine. I don't know how you twist your lips to say, yeah, and I got a baby. I had, not only did I have an affair, but I had a baby, and it's by the housekeeper. The one that we've been having around here for 20 years. How do you say that? I mean, how do you hurt somebody that you've been married to for 25 years that bad?
Yeah. And when the story came out, they didn't first, they weren't really clear on it. So the public was out here was kind of like, okay, we thought maybe she found out about the baby and the housekeeper had been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And but then when we found out that she left the house, then we knew something was up because,
right.
you know, a woman,
right.
it's very seldom you see the woman leave a house.
Mm.
Right.
She moved out. But, you know, so there's a lot of conflicting stories. There's a lot of stories. Every hour the news is on with a new story.
Can I comment on that?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think. I think it would make this. Since it was the housekeeper, there were too many memories in that house.
Since
Arnold had been in the beating and all of that stuff, I don't think Maria wanted anything to do with that house anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It was just too many bad memories in there. So I can understand her. I got to go because this, you know, you've been all over this house. She's been all over this house. I got to start new. I got to start fresh. I got to leave.
So let me ask you this. Does Maria take him to the cleaners, though, when in the divorce?
She got a high-powered lawyer, very, very good lawyer. So pretty much she probably is.
I think he deserves it. I really do. I mean, 25 years, I don't know how they do the math on that, but 25 years, housekeeper and baby, oh, yeah, I say big bucks. I mean, you know, there's, you know, people who've been in the marriage short period of time ain't did nothing and get a whole lot of money. So I can see 25 years in this one, whole bunch of money. I mean, because.
Well, you know what? This is going to say a lot about the type of man Arnold is. Because if I'm Arnold and Arnold has a net worth of some say $300-400 million,
mm-hmm.
I go to the table, go $150-200 million, Maria. It's been great. I'm sorry.
He's not gonna do that.
Well, he did pay child. He has been paying child support for this child all this time,
but not through the courts.
Well,
I'm sure.
Well, maybe he did that. So I don't know if he's
what
going
child
to. They didn't put a price on it, but they stated. Well, she stated in her thing that he has been paying. He bought the house that her
right.
and her husband and her child children stayed in. You know, so.
But see, was that a payoff to keep her quiet? Because 13 years ago. I mean, Arnold wanted to be governor. He had other dreams and aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And if he got $300-400 million in the bank, yeah, he's going $1 million, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite hush money.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is with Maria. That's your wife, 26 years. She deserves a 50-50 split. Just
wow.
give her her due. Don't have her write anything salacious or negative about your relationship, your marriage. Stop it right now. Pay her. And be done with it. That will tell me that Arnold is a man that's admirable and about
mm-hmm.
his taking care of responsibilities and owning up to his mistakes. Now, if he fight Maria and get a high-powered lawyer and starts hiding his money and all that stuff, then I'm gonna tell you, Maria married a strange guy, a strange fella.
And I think she did. I think she'll soon find that out. Because in my opinion, the hush money was paying a maid $1,000 a week. I don't know how y'all pay it up there, but maids in Texas don't make $1,000 a week.
Well, you're in Hollywood, honey, so that's a whole different world.
So
yeah,
you think
right.
they're paying
that's
maids in Hollywood $1,000 a week?
That's
yes.
a whole different
yes.
world.
Yes.
Well, listen, all the maids in Texas, y'all need to migrate to California.
That's not,
are you serious?
That's not the housekeeper my mother was back in the day. This is a different.
What is she doing? Yeah. I mean, it's only so many toilets in this house. I mean, really, $1,000? I was thinking, like, wow, what's up with that? So you think maids out in California are making this kind of money?
No, that's like I said, that was in Hollywood. That's in Hollywood.
Okay.
No, maids don't make that much. They're making minimum wage. They're making minimum wage at all the hotels and motels around here.
That's what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking, you know how people say, I got a friend with benefits?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a maid with benefits.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's the reason why California almost went bankrupt. I heard that in Orange County, they pay lifeguards $250,000 a year.
No.
You know, yeah, lifeguards get paid good money. The pensions system in California, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
People make $2,000-$3,000
a year. Wait, what the lifeguard guy? No, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they make lifeguards, and they got a union. They got good benefits,
mm-hmm.
good pension, good. They rack it up. They make $250,000 a year. I was like, what?
Yeah,
they
that's in Southern.
Okay, because I've never heard of that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it looks like y'all got everything upside down out there anyway.
They do. I mean, there's people that aren't making that type of money, but. Yeah, in Southern California, where he was, yeah, they're not like I've been telling everybody. Not everybody in a recession. California still got money.
Yeah.
It's still money in here, but people are still paying money and spending money.
Mm.
It's just not over here.
Well, let me ask you this: what advice would y'all give to Maria Shriver? Because I'm gonna make sure she get a copy of this tape. Because I'm gonna tweet her. what advice would y'all give to Maria? Oh, don't get shot now, y'all.
Well, let me say.
Are you serious?
Let me say this.
But you ain't giving no advice, are you?
No, yeah, I do, because, you know what, Maria, I like what you've done so far. I mean, I don't like what you did prior in the past, you know, in terms of not getting divorced earlier and standing up for him, all that. But what you've done so far, you appeared on an Oprah show,
mm-hmm.
you lawyered up, you moved out the house, you did nothing wrong. You're consoling your children. You're being the mother that you, one terrific mother that you are. You're doing everything right.
It really is.
Now go get your money. And I don't mean this in a negative light, but go get the money.
Yeah.
Go, because you become accustomed to a certain lifestyle. That Brentwood estate is a nice estate. You know, you want something like that for yourself. You know, you want to be taken care of and move on. Love will come again. But Luther say, love will be better the second time around. So you're doing everything right. Just make sure you get your money. That's the only thing I can tell you. Get your money.
She is like appearing very much like a class act in this whole thing. She really is. Because, you know, it would be very – I didn't understand why she went to YouTube. That's the only thing I think she flubbed on. It's when she went to YouTube and she was asking advice from YouTube people. And that one was, like, a little confusing for me. But maybe she was just caught up in the moment and just, you know, was reaching out the only way she knew how. But I didn't understand the YouTube video. Did y'all hear about the YouTube video?
No, I didn't.
Okay, she did a YouTube video just before the story broke, and it was something about, I think the gist of it was how to transition. She wasn't specific on what had happened, but she was kind of, you know, just asking people when you're at a certain point in your life and you're needing to transition on to something else, how do you do it? And everybody kind of thought it was a weird video, and then in the next couple of days the story broke about what happened, and so people said that was her attempt to reach out and just maybe get someone who could tell her, you know, where to go from there. But it's on YouTube, unless she's taking it down. She put it on YouTube probably 6 or 7 days ago.
Hmm.
And that's the only thing I think that
She is doing a conference down here.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's doing a woman's conference. So maybe, I don't know. She's doing a woman's conference here.
Listen, are there still tickets? Because I would think it's probably going to be sold out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably. It's probably already sold out.
Really?
And I was on a... Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what'd the daughter say? That's a strange show to go on. What did she say on Howard Stern?
No, I'm sorry, Arnold. Arnold was on Howard Stern.
Since this has happened?
Yeah, on the May 11th, that's what the, you know.
The story had broke on May 11th, if I'm not mistaken. Today's the 20th. I think it's only been out like 5 or 6 days, right?
Right, for us, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think the story had broke. What did he talk about on Howard Stern?
I don't know. I just seen it on YouTube. Maybe not. Maybe I just seen the YouTube. I haven't heard it yet.
No.
But they said it probably was an impersonator. I don't know. Okay. I maybe scratch that. That's not credible.
I can see him maybe saying something before it broke, but I think he's going to be a man of few words now, because I think if he's smart, he's going to try to figure out, okay, how is everybody viewing me before he comes out and says anything that may make this thing worse for him. So I doubt he's going to say anything, or at least I probably wouldn't. I would probably sit back and just see, you know, how bad it was going to turn out before I said anything. And then you got to, too, be careful what you say, because, you know, if you say anything that pisses somebody off, some other woman's going to say, well, you know what, it's my time to come forward and say he's lying, you know, and he really did do that because he did it with me. You know, I mean, I don't know if all those stories about Tiger were true, but, y'all, a whole bunch of women started popping up out the woodwork. I mean, what was there, probably about 13 on Tiger?
Well, Ara's not really saying too much because, like I said, there's other women that have stepped up.
Really?
So he's not saying anything right now because he's got a whole lot of stuff on his plate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I don't blame, because really, what do you say? I'm a dog. You know, I deserve everything y'all saying about me. You know, I mean, that's about it. I mean, there's really no way possible that you can clean up what he did simply because the woman was in the house. I mean, that just, everything else is off the table after you say the woman was in the house for 20 years. And so I think, you know, even if he tried to lie, it wouldn't even come out right, you know. So I think he's probably, and his lawyers, I'm sure, are telling him not to say anything. And they said his movie deals that he had, he's postponed them, you know. So I think he even realizes it's just a bad time to do anything and just sit still and just see, I guess, where this whole thing goes. But I think I would say to Maria, class act. You know, I was so proud of Elizabeth Edwards at the end when she did what she did. I thought, you know what? It just showed that, you know, even though she had taken it for all those years, it came a time when she said, this is enough. And I think Maria said the same thing, this is enough. I didn't know she had waited. You know, if she has waited, then I'm a little concerned about, you know, why it was so important to her that her parents were deceased before she let it break, because I don't think he deserved that. Or her parents, really, I think they would have wanted to support her if they could have. But maybe because of their illness, maybe she didn't want to drag them into it. Who knows? But I think she deserved to have some peace of mind long before now, you know. Or maybe she just really wasn't ready for this media frenzy. You know, who knows? Because I know I wouldn't want to turn on every radio station and every TV show and every internet, you know, show and somebody was talking about me. So I can just imagine. And some of the jokes have been cruel. I mean, seriously, on both sides. And so for the people that have been mean about Maria, that I don't understand, you know, because she is a victim. You know, I know Black Achievement, you say she, you know, she knew what she was getting herself into, but I don't think you ever can know you're going to get yourself into something like this.
Well, let me just say, let's say in the past, when Arnold was running for governor, mm-hmm. and all these allegations of him groping women, and she came out once, you know, and said it wasn't true, these women are lying and this and that. And then when he became governor, he sort of backtracked. He didn't come out and apologize, but he didn't call them liars. He backtracked on it.
Mm.
And I think at that point, Maria should have known something.
Yeah.
That your husband, all these women coming out saying he's doing this on these movie sets, she should have known. I mean, Maria's a very smart, intelligent woman. She's an anchor person. She's well-educated. Come on. Don't play me cheap. You know, like, the voters in California don't know that this marriage is one of convenience and perhaps could be even a sham if he's messing around with the maid. Okay? But, again, I don't hold that against Maria. Because at this point, I think she's, like you said, she's a class act. She's doing everything correctly, and I don't want to make it appear that you know, I don't have any compassion for Maria Shriver. I do. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe some other things may come out. Maybe Arnold may say, what the hell? He may scourge earth. He may start talking about Maria had a film. Maria knew about it, or Maria consented to it. Maria did. You know, no telling how nasty this thing can get.
That's true, too.
But, yeah, I don't know.
And I agree. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, nobody really knows what happened but them. But I think she, if she did take this one day longer than she should have, I feel bad for her. Because, you know, I would pray so hard to God that he give me forgiveness for those people, because it is just not worth worrying about that every day of your life. You just let it go. I mean, and I know that's hard for somebody who's lived it, but I think that would be my prayer every night. I mean, just God, give me the grace, you know, to do this, because it can't be easy. I mean, it cannot be easy. And then the kids, because you got to constantly try to appear to be strong because you got all these kids, you know, involved in it too. So, you know, she's got a lot going on, and I just pray that Godspeed to her in letting go, you know, because 25 years is a long time. And then you got the whole, you know, media all around, and everybody's got all these questions, and everybody's speculating, and, you know, and then you don't know what the woman's going to say, because if this woman really was bold enough, and was it you, 916, that said the woman is the one that broke the story, the mistress?
If yeah, they have conflicted, but they said he came out before she came out. That's the first story they said.
That Arnold came out before the mistress did?
Yeah, because she was threatening Arnold. They've had a few stories going around that she threatened Arnold to come out, and then he told it. But who knows what the truth is?
That's very true.
Who knows?
You know what? I can think in the days and the weeks ahead, we're probably going to hear a whole lot more about this story. Y'all, it's been my pleasure chatting with y'all tonight about this and chopping it up, because, you know, at the end. Did you say something, Black Achievement?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
At the end of the day, I think probably most of us think all men cheat, you know, but no one would expect that even if their man did cheat, that they would have to deal with something like this. I mean, this has got to be devastating. It's got to be embarrassing. You know, it's got to make you question everything you think about yourself as a woman, you know, and I hope Maria does not play that game. Well, if I was just this, if I was just that, maybe he wouldn't have. I wouldn't even try that. I mean, seriously, because just looking, and I know y'all say it ain't all about what the woman looked like, but just looking at the situation from an outsider looking in, I don't even think she has to go there. I don't know what the woman did, but it must be great. And if I were her, I would turn him over to her so she can continue to do whatever that was. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of Center Stage. Next Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., we're going to have attorney Bobby Edmonds on. Bobby Edmonds is an attorney and a judge, and she's going to be talking about family law. That's everything to do with child custody, visitation, back child support, protective orders, you name it, dealing with family law. She's going to be on next week talking about it. And then the following week, June 3rd, I believe it is, we're going to be talking to some folks that are counselors about addiction, whether it's addiction to crack cocaine, whether it be alcohol, powder cocaine, pills, meth. We're going to be talking about it all and how you can get yourself better, how to break the habit. That's going to be on June the 3rd. Listen, thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.